Well, the curious case that is Bidvest Wurts continues. 1 week they are the winners of the Telkom knockout, 4 million in the bag thanks to a late goal by Vincent Poole, great assist by Amer Gamau. The next week they're struggling to beat struggling Ajax Cape Town. They draw with them and therefore remain bottom of the log at number 16. Interestingly though, they are only 9 points away from top spot Mamelodi Sundowns. And that is how I welcome you to the Sokola Duma weekend special brought to you by Ventuk. I am Nkulule Kungewu, and in this episode we're speaking about a hot topic, a topic that is emotional. Some people say no, it isn't. Some people say yes, it is. We're talking about the standard of football in South Africa. What constitutes a standard of football? Sometimes I'll watch an enthralling game, a game midweek, which was against SuperSport United and Orlando Pirates. It ended up 0-0. I was enthralled up until the last minute. I always thought that a goal was just around the corner. I was intrigued. I was interested. I was hooked. I watched from minute one to the last minute. I was entertained, but it ended up 0-0. So what constitutes entertaining? What constitutes good football? Well, I don't know. I don't have the answers to this, but we spoke to experts, which we'll hear from throughout the show. Former PSL players, former Bafana players, and current PSL players. We'll hear from them about their opinions, and most importantly, we'll hear from you as well about your opinion, because we asked you on Facebook what you thought about this topic at hand, and a lot of you emotionally say that the standard is very, very poor. I'll read some of your Facebook messages, and of course, as usual, and thank you very much, we'll read some of your WhatsApp messages about the topic. What do you make of the standard of football in the Premier Soccer League? That is our league, of course. We love it and we love to hate it at times.
Ventuk Beer and Chef Benny are searching for SA's best shizanyama. With nominations now in, visit ventukbeer.co.za to vote. To see your shizanyama win, dial *120*4321# and vote for your favorite. You can also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event. Just buy any Ventuk Beer, dial *120*4321# and enter your underliner code. Ventuk, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
And without any further ado, we read now the news that were making headlines throughout the week in PSL football. Mamelodi Sundowns striker Fiston Abdul Razak has put pen to paper on a contract with Angolan side Primeiro de Agosto. Razak has been on the books of Sundowns since 2015, but was loaned out to Bloemfontein Celtic for 18 months. The 24-year-old returned to his mother club following the end of the last season, where the decision about his immediate future was said to be made. Sokola Duma has now been informed that Razak received his clearance from the Brazilians and has put pen to paper on a professional contract with Primeiro de Agosto in the Angolan League. Moving right along then, Sundowns related, but more about Chiefs and Pirates. Mamelodi Sundowns' Kama Bilyat is being monitored by Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, amongst other interested clubs in his services. As reported in the latest edition of Sokola Duma, the Soweto Giants are believed to be leading the race to land Bilyat's signature. Bilyat was instrumental in Downs' 4-0 win over Baroka FC on Tuesday evening. Great game that was. It's expected to leave Glorkop either in January or at the end of the season. The Zimbabwean will officially be entering into his last 6 months of his deal with Downs in January. Most recently, Bilyat has been linked with Egyptian Giants, Zamalek and Cape Town City, although it is now believed that Amakhosi and Bucks are also interested in and are also in the race for his services. And lastly, the PSL have announced that SuperSport have won the bid for broadcasting rights for the next 5 seasons. This came following the receipt of several bids and submissions to their invitation to tender, with SuperSport coming out as a victor. Under the terms of the agreement, the PSL matches will continue to be covered on a free-to-air basis, acknowledging the requirements of its fans throughout South Africa. And those are the news that made headlines throughout the week in football. Now for your thoughts, now for your voice notes.
Good morning. My name is Tsepo Musia, and then I think the standard of football in the PSL is it's very low. I think the PSL should start selecting players or looking for players in our developments. We have a lot of teams and development players that are great players, standard players, but now because of the PSL and the management think that they should bring other players from other countries and buy another players from another countries, while we have players here in South Africa. We have training developments, we have players from the Shield Development. We have players from the National First Division. We have a whole lot of players in Mzansi, which the PSL should start looking into it, and then start by grooming these boys, by giving them chance to prove themselves. I think the PSL would be much better. The standard of the PSL is very poor at this stage, and then it's very disappointing. Thank you.
I think for myself, PSL standard is so poor, man. These guys are not. We are not watching TSK at all now. We are watching something. I don't know this football you are playing here, man. South African football, I won't prosper anymore. You see, we used to play TSK. Oh, what's a maya, what's here? But now, it's boring football all over. Oh.
I'm now joined on the line by former Mamelodi Sundowns striker, Bafana Bafana striker, arguably the man that scored the most important goal in the country's history, Phil Masinga, to talk about this hot topic, of course, the standard of football in the PSL. The legendary Chipa, how's it going, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, man. I mean, it's been a hot topic at the moment. A lot of people complaining about the standard, and it is largely because of the fact that Bidvest Wits at number 16 is separated by only 9 points from Mamelodi Sundowns at number one. Those are just the points differences, and there are other nuances, of course, but the football itself, does it impress you? What do you make of the PSL standard of football?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. You found some games that are really exciting when you're watching the games, but sometimes there's a lack of consistency amongst the players. It's because of most of the games are televised. During our days, we had only 2-3 games televised. Now it puts them under pressure. I mean, when you're watching a local game and then you switch to European game, you see a huge, huge difference in terms of attitude and performance.
Is that something that concerns you when you see those gaps in performance when you switch on the other channel? The European matches are better than the PSL matches. That's not even arguable. Is that something that generally concerns you as a person that formerly played in the PSL?
Yes, it really concerns me because if you want to compete at that level and then win World Cups, how do we win World Cups? If you can still see the big gap between our football at home and the football in Europe, and that's why I would like to encourage players like Percy Dau not to waste time. If the opportunity comes for them to go and play overseas, let them do so.
And tell me, Brafil, when you're hanging out with the former players, your best friends in the period when you guys are scoring goals, there were 20 teams in the PSL. What do you pinpoint when you're chilling with the ex-players, the legends of the game? What do you guys pinpoint, or what do you find as a common thing that you pinpoint to? Is it the influx of foreign coaches and foreign players? Are our players' attitudes poor? What do you guys notice about the lack of standards in the PSL?
I think the approach of the game was different during our days. The teams now are a bit cautious. During our days, we were playing attacking football. We were not parking the bus or waiting for somebody to make a mistake and do counter-attack. When we were planning about attacking the team that we'll be playing with. And then, you know, in a game, you must get at least 10-8 chances. In those chances, at least 2 you'll score, maybe 6 you'll miss. But we don't see more of our strikers getting those kind of chances. Maybe half a chance, or maybe 3 chances in a game.
Now tell me, Brafil, I have to. I know I'm overstepping my boundaries in terms of time, but I need to get this from you. Mamelodi Sundowns, number one in the log. They have 3 games in hand over the next best teams, basically. Are they going to run away with this PSL title for this season, do you think?
I think it's still early to predict who's going to win. in the league. But I'm quite impressed with the way Sundowns is playing. I like they don't change their philosophy of playing. They're playing attacking football. They keep the ball. They frustrate their opponents. And they create more chances than most of the teams. And then Pirates as well. They've been playing good football as well. It's just that there's no composure from the strikers. Sometimes they miss goals where you set yourself, come on, come down when you're in the box and then pick your spot.
But generally you think that Sundowns have the advantage, but it's too early to tell.
Yeah, I think they've got good team. But you can rule out SuperSport as well. They've been doing well, and playing in Africa, it didn't destabilize them. I mean, the team, Eric Sinclair, knows how to tackle around those players, and then all of them give their best for the team.
We thank you very much for your thoughts.
Okay, thanks.
You can still win tickets to the final event in the Ventwork Beer. Search for SA's Best Shisanyama. Buy any Ventwork Beer, dial *120*4321#. Enter your underlying code and you could join us on the 10th of December at the Nazareth Expo Oval in Soweto. Enjoy responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Platinum Stars attacking midfielder Robert Ngambi is joining me on the line to talk about this situation that the PSL finds itself in. Is it entertaining? Is it boring? What do you think of the standard of football in South Africa at the moment?
Yeah, I think the standard of football has gone up a little bit comparing to that time. Because now I think you can see most of the teams are competitive. You can't differentiate the big team and the small teams at the moment. Any team can beat anyone at any time. So it shows that the standard of the game on the league itself it has gone up.
We've been getting a lot of feedback from fans, the millions of people that watch South African football, and a lot of them are saying the standard is very poor. It's not completely entertaining. People don't see goals. You know, so what do you make of that? For you, what makes a decent standard of football?
I think that also goes down to the players as well, as their technical ability. Because if you're a striker, you can't score goals. Doesn't mean that the standard of football goes down, but it shows that maybe technically somewhere when it comes to finishing is poor. So I think technically we're poor in terms of finishing. That's why we don't see ourselves scoring so many goals as the other strikers used to be before. Plus also sometimes most of the teams that playing the formation that they play, most of them 4-5-4-5-1, which also limits the attackers going forward as well. So, yeah, it all goes to the technique plus the system of most of the teams are using. Yeah, I think that's all.
All right, Robert, before we let you go, for you, what would it take to improve the standard of football in South Africa? What should South Africans do, or what should SAFA do, or the PSL clubs do to improve the lack of goals and the lack of entertainment?
I think if we can have the proper structure in our club in terms of developing players from the young age, to teach them basics and the stuff, so you understand how football should play from the young age. Because if you check the teams in Europe, they each and every three club, they have got their own culture and playing football, and they develop the players from the young age. So that when they grow up, they should know the basics of the game. If you're a striker, you should know, you should have the right technique, how to shoot, how to cross the winger, how to control, how to pass. So it starts from the early age when you're young. You grow knowing what you should have to do. So I think if we can encourage our management and people who are running football to put those infrastructure in places, I think we can improve a lot.
All right, Robert, thank you very much, and well done for the win last night.
All right, thanks, man.
My name is Prince Shabana. Our league is a joke, because teams like Pirates, Sundowns and Chiefs should be buying players. Pirates and Chiefs should take example from Sundowns and buy players, because we can't have teams like Chippa United, Maritzburg competing with Pirates. They are not on the same level, so the difference must show in the class of players, because they are big teams. They are the big three. Then they have money to buy players. They should do that.
The standard of football in South Africa is very poor. We lack goals. The football is not entertaining. I don't even watch it anymore. I just check the results the following day. That's all I have to say.
Well, as I promised at the beginning of the show, I was going to read your messages on Facebook. It was an immense amount of response. It was incredible. It was overwhelming. Emotionally for me, overwhelming, because I'm a PSL geek, and I read these responses. They were sad, but it's understandable that people feel this way. So I'll start with Ngosana Chabeni saying, the standard is very poor, not completely entertaining. We don't see goals, just a bunch of kids on the pitch trying to stimulate injury. We missed the real football during the Rothmans Cup. Players who played with all their heart and mind. Sibonga Konke Sibusi Songosi says, PSL teams have lifted up their standards season by season. No one is getting away with it as yet. We saw SuperSport doing well in Africa. Wits is doing it again in terms of lifting up trophies. There are no whooping boys this season. It's more competitive and easy on the eye to watch. Interesting. Different from what everyone else is thinking. And then Veli Shabangu says, I personally think that the standard of PSL is good. No team dominates, echoing the same sentiments of the above read message. It says no team dominates alone in the domestic league. So that means our league is competitive and I like it. The problem is in our national team, Bafana Bafana, not the PSL. And Mungani Zain Klope says, with the amount of resources invested in the PSL, fans are rightfully entitled to way better and high quality football, not the circus that is being displayed at the moment. It's just not better than the poorly funded leagues we see in the rest of the African continent. And Tlamulo Rekhotso says, that's the last message. I watch football to see goals, not just goals, but classy goals, and the PSL doesn't provide such, so I don't regard the PSL to be of high quality and entertainment. Even the Lesotho League has produced more goals in the last season than the PSL. And those are just a tiny minority of messages I'm reading for you now. We were overwhelmed on the Sokala Duma Facebook page with messages and people not being happy with the standard of football in the PSL. Now taking a look at the log, and another one for me is the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns is number one with 10 games, 19 points, and 3 games in hand from Chippa, Baroka, Orlando Pirates, Golden Arrows, and so on and so forth. So they have 3 games in hand, and they are tied on points with Chippa United at 19 points. And the Baroka FC number 3 with 19 points as well. Orlando Pirates at number 4 with 19 points as well. And Bid vs Wits, their dilemma continues, doing well in cup competitions, not doing so well in the league. They are stuck on 16th place, bottom of the log. After 12 games, they have 10 points. And Ajax Cape Town, after 12 games, they have 10 points. What separates number 1 from number 16 is only a tiny 9 points. A tiny 3 wins away from being top of the log, that is Bid vs Wits. And the fixtures that are happening this upcoming weekend, Maritzburg United will be hosting Baroka FC, coming off a great win against Cape Town City, that is Maritzburg United, and Baroka from a thumping of 4-0 from Mamelodi Sundowns. The game will be played on Friday night at 8 p.m, Maritzburg being the host team. Polokwane City will be taking on Bid vs Wits at 3:30 on Saturday. SuperSport United hosting Cape Town City. Cape Town City not doing so well, being forced to play their home matches away, and they are visiting SuperSport on Saturday. Platinum Stars hosting Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs not doing well. Platinum Stars on the recovery from number 14 to number 13, now climbing up the table. Thank you very much. Roger Desai is what the fans of Platinum Stars will be saying. Ajax Cape Town versus Chippa United. Ajax being the home side, venue not yet known as to where they will be playing, but it's not going to be in the Western Cape. Orlando Pirates hosting AmaZulu. Ajax Cape Town, Chippa United at 8:15, and Orlando Pirates AmaZulu at 8:15. All games on Saturday, which I have mentioned. And then on Sunday, the last games of the weekend will be Golden Arrows hosting Mamelodi Sundowns, Bloemfontein Celtic hosting Free State Stars in the Free State Derby. Siwelele Samasele not recovering from their loss in the final, and also having their game cancelled in midweek because of the weather and the waterlogged pitch. And that is pretty much the fixtures for this weekend. Your thoughts now?
Frankly speaking, South African football is very poor. When I read the comments on your Facebook page here, I'm very sorry to see people committing saying that this is all because the South African football has improved and is competitive and no team dominates. No, I'm very sorry. Those people that doesn't know football, they doesn't know soccer. When we're talking about that soccer is improving or the game was good or the game was fantastic, we talk about goals. We talk about goals. And we measure strikers by the goals they scored. How come a striker starting a game, 11 games starting, playing 90 minutes, and out of that 11 games, no goal scored? That one is a striker. I don't want to mention names here, but it's call it a strike on a striker in a big team. Going through 11, 12 matches without scoring, can you call that a strike? Can you say that the level of your league is competitive? No. Okay, after 12 games in South Africa, the top team has got 19 points after 12 games in South Africa. In the league, the top team has got 19 points. That means those points are gained from draws. Are those games entertaining? Are those games, are the level of that game competitive? The answer is no. In England, after 14 games in England, the top team has got 40 points. So you can see that those 40 points, the team is winning. It's not drawing. It's winning. It's scoring goals. And here in South Africa, you can see the top team has got 19, after 12 games has got 19 points. That means that team is not winning. It's drawing. So can you call that a competitive game, a competitive league? No.
Well, the things are still tight in the National First Division, with the first team being Highlands Park top of the log with 26 points after 13 games, leading now by 4 points. Slowly but surely breaking away from the pack now. It was a peloton, as they say it in cycling. They are pace setters in marathons. They regarded as pace setters. And then as the marathon goes on, you then see the ones that are the real deals. And I don't know whether or not we are at that point with the National First Division, but Highlands Park are kind of breaking away from Jobo Cosmos at number 2 with 13 games with 22 points after 13 games. Same with University of Pretoria, 22 points after 13 games. The same with Mbombela FC, Mbombela United rather, 22 points after 13 games. And Stellenbosch at number 5, 21 points after 13 games. And Ubuntu FC, if they're not careful, they will be left behind. They have 9 points after 13 games. And Richards Bay FC, 10 points after 13 games. Those are the teams in the relegation zone. Taking a look at fixtures now, with Cape Town teams also affected. Western Cape teams affected by the unavailability of Athlone Stadium. On Friday, Cape Town All-Stars will be hosting Amatag's John Butler's team, looking to close the gap there at the top of the log. Black Leopards on Saturday will be hosting Witbank Spurs, and Mthatha Bucks hosting Highlands Park. Sakomatsa Matsibandera travelling to Real Kings FC. Stellenbosch FC taking on Mbombela. Super Eagles will be entertaining Richards Bay FC. Those are the matches on Saturday, all matches starting at 3:30. And then on Sunday, Cosmos, looking also to close the gap, will be taking on Royal Eagles, a team that is not doing well so far. You heard Peter Roth last week talking about the administrative issues that they have with the board members and the administrators in the team not pulling on one direction. And as a result of that, they are number 14 in the log after 13 games with 12 points. They will be traveling to Jomo Cosmos, and Ubuntu FC Cape Town will be hosting Utongati, both matches on Sunday being played at 3:30. Well, what constitutes an entertaining game? What constitutes a league that is entertaining, that is of higher quality? Sometimes what we see in front of us unfolding is different from what we see in terms of results. If you look at league tables and if you look at score lines after the game without watching the game, sometimes you lose the essence of the actual match that played. Sometimes you don't get to see the entertainment value in a 0-0 scoreline because they didn't watch the game, you know. This is not me advocating for the PSL because we know that our strikers are not doing well in front of goal, and that's why the last time a player scored 20 goals in the league was Siyabonga Nomvete over 5 years ago or 5 seasons ago. So there is a challenge with the PSL. It's not as bad as we think it is, and it's not as good as we think it is. And that is pretty much it from my side, Nkululeko Nkeu, the host of the weekend special brought to you by Ventuk. For more of these kind of shows, you can check it out on sokaladuma.co.za. Catch you next week. For now, thank you very much for listening. It's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.